Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Nation searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
I'd be. I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Ooh. Boy, oh boy. Chris, could I have a little more in my headphones over here? I think I'm having a hard time hearing myself. I think that's me. There we go. Yeah. Man, it was ugly. I remember watching on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom a zebra with a bad hoof that was run down by a pack of hyenas, and then they ripped the flesh from it. And it was disturbing and rough, but I stood transfixed. I watched the whole thing, much like that game last night. I mean, it's ugly. That was as rough an offensive performance. Well, let's just look at the numbers. But this is where we are, by the way. This is the state of Razorback basketball today. We're going to the Sweet 16. And what am I talking about? Downer stuff. Hats off to a team that's overachieved, that has forced other teams, probably with better talent, not last night or Thursday night, but in the past, Tennessee, Auburn, Kentucky, has forced other teams to play them on their level. The level of defensive commitment. One and done. No offensive rebounds given up for the most part by the Hogs. I mean, neither team. Arkansas had 3 offensive rebounds. New Mexico State had 5. Arkansas shot 27% from the field. 14 of 51. I mean, that's just a big old hairy mole right there on her cheek, you know, with some hair kind of coming out the side. Brutal from 3-point range, 3 of 16 for 18%. I mean, You know, if that game were a Facebook profile picture, it would have to be arranged in such shot from like way far away, up, looking down, out of focus. You know, that's the only way that you could really put that up. If that game last night were a Tinder profile, whew. But we won. You know who can't say they're going to the Sweet 16? Kentucky. So we won. It's 2 years in a row to the second weekend. It's playing basketball after St. Patrick's Day. It's Arkansas back as a real perennial top 15 team now. You can't argue. You got to give old Musk credit, man. That little bitty guy, he's like a jockey. This was a team that, listen, it's all gravy now. It's blue sky. You're playing with house money. Yeah, we get Gonzaga. Bunch of dopers from the Northwest. Got that big, goofy white guy. But it's, listen, fine, all good. I don't care. It was Sweet 16 again. You know, we're back to where it used to be throughout the 90s. When you looked at who won this seed, what the tournament means something. Joy in Mudville exists. Again, two brutally ugly games. But against two odd opponents, you know, and of course, this is what confounds me about the commentary leading into it. All these, and watch these goofy guys, the Seth Davises, and the Wally Zerbiaks. Listen, just give me Barkley and Kenny Smith and Ernie Johnson. And I guess Clark Kellogg has to take Shaq's place because he didn't want to do college ball. He wants the time off. But Chuckles and the Jet and Ernie, just give me those guys. Because I don't need Seth Davis or Jay Billis. Oh, well, you got to look at these, the Catamounts now. This is a team. They've all got to find some school from the Northeast with a bunch of white guys. You know, O'Shaughnessy to O'Grady, chest pass. Running hook shot by Cousy. That's what it's all. Oh, these guys. That's just like the hipsters in Brooklyn talking about bands you've never heard of. Oh, well, you've not heard of Foo? They're much better than the Foo Fighters. They're just Foo. You've never heard of them? That's ridiculous. Oh my gosh. If you've not seen them, they rarely play. They've never played in concerts, so I've never seen them. But, you know, it's that kind of – that's where they – when these guys get wrapped up in March – when they do the projections. Oh, you got to watch – it was the same with Colgate. It's the same – they love to pick these teams, you know. Perkins over to Taylor. Running skyhook, layup good. You know, that's, they get wrapped up in all, they're all senior-laden team. They're all these, and it's little signaling too, you know? And, of course, we play them, and it's on to the Sweet 16. So I just, you know, well, you better watch out. And listen, hey, not a bad team, but the results are there. Who picked Kentucky? Did any of them say, boy, Kentucky better watch out? No. These guys are, they know as much as you do. Okay? Who was all in on St. Peter's? I mean, he's up there at the pearly gate having to make all these decisions. In, out, you, up, down. Who knew he put together a basketball team? And be honest, none of you still know where St. Peter's is. Okay? You don't know where it is. But where was Seth Davis from that one? No. Oh, yeah. So they all fall in love with being able to pick out that one team that you that's in that they get to, well, you know, they've got Slobodan Milosevic. He's a big man from Kraplakistan. A lot of people go to sleep on that team, but I'm telling you what. Really? Okay. We just won, you know. Let's win the game. Onward. New Mexico State. They look like a team full of jazz musicians. That one big fella that just killed us. Did he not look like he could have played in? He could have played in the Miles Davis Quintet. Like, cool, Daddy O. And he had to be 72 years old. That guy on the floor last night was 72 years old. Oh, man. Arkansas shoots 14 of 51. New Mexico State shoots 18 of 53. 27% from the field, 18% from the three-point line. But here's the difference in the game, boys and girls. And listen, it's skewed because down the stretch, foul, foul, foul. And our little man likes the turnover machine. Wow. Just bink, bank, boom. Get him the ball. You got to foul him because he's down there so low. Here is the reason the Razorbacks are going on to the Sweet 16. 22 of 25 for 88% from the free throw line. New Mexico State, 6 of 10. In a game that was poorly officiated on all ends of the floor, by the way. All ends of the floor. And I got, and you could see it coming, couldn't you? This is what happens. And watch these games now. And it's not just, listen, I wouldn't want to officiate these games. These guys are big, strong, fast, jump high, move quickly. I got to, what just happened? Foul? So, understand that it's a difficult job, but it's done so inconsistently. When the last 5 minutes of the game is going to be officiated a lot tighter than the first half and three quarters of the half. It just is. I mean, they were pounding away at each other, and then all of a sudden, ticky-tack. Then you're going to get the drive to the bucket that wasn't a foul at the 11-minute, 37-second mark is now suddenly, got him on the wrist. One on the wrist. So, he did. That's right. That kid from New Mexico State looked like the shoe bomber. You remember that guy, Richard Reed? That's why you had to take your shoes off at the airport, because that goober got on a Air France flight over here with a bomb in his shoe. He looked like the shoe bomber. Not the underwear bomber. Don't get that guy confused. Now, that guy had, that's a jihadist. The guy that put the bomb in his underwear. Wove it into his underwear. I mean, you know, there are some jihadists but that guy's all in, big time. If this doesn't work out, goodbye, cruel world. But yeah. He just killed us now. I mean, everything that guy threw up went in. And he looked like, I said jazz musician, but yeah. So, 22 of 25 from the free throw line. Likes, just a free throw machine down the stretch. And look, maybe I'm a little too sensitive to this. But I think there's a little bias there when you see this commentary. Oh, you know, Arkansas is the best defensive team in the tournament. They clearly are right now. Auburn's good. Auburn's a good defensive team, I think, but Arkansas is better simply because they have beaten teams that are better with their defense, including Auburn. And so we've made teams play. I mean, at one point, New Mexico State had 16 points, and there was, 3 minutes left to go in the half? It was a junior high girls game. It was one of those, everybody's got to play. Oh, my gosh. I'm here because you're my neighbor. You're my neighbor's daughter, and that's why I'm watching this game. So, But the Hogs get it done Thursday, Saturday, and that's on to San Francisco. Which there was a point in time when you would have said, wow, awesome, a great trip, West Coast, the Bay Area. Now you just go there and you get your rental car stolen. I mean, I don't know. And you got to wonder, too, about the NCAA. San Francisco, I mean, given the enhanced violent activity in that town and the whole, I mean, I get it, you know, major American city, but the Hogs get it done. Sweet 16 for the second year in a row. Muss's best coaching job so far. I mean, this is a team. This is a two-man team. This is Williams and Note, and some, you know, some other guys that you won't remember in 5 years. And they, you know, Amude comes in. He's there. He points out Tony. Tony shut that guy down. Whatever the goofy looking guy with all the tattoos. Yes. I mean, that guy had nothing. This is a guy that you know, averaged half of their shots, and he was on a milk carton last night. Where was he? Gone. Missing. So hats off to Tony and to really the team. I mean, you can see Note. I mean, for all the goofiness that when Note gets it, man, especially on the break, that ain't going to anybody else. But for all of that, the guy plays defense incredibly hard. Fouls out again. We got to do something about that. He's got to play all 40 minutes against Gonzaga. He's got to play all 40 minutes against them. All right, let's take a break. We got a bunch to get to today, Chris. Somebody ran off. This is what I should do. I should subject all of you to this music today because this is whatever's loaded in the system. Somebody took our cable. Now we can't play the type of cutting-edge music that you're used to, that everybody compliments. Instead, we have whatever the... Well, yeah, exactly, Chris. What is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I know this is the great Eddie Murphy. And this is when Rick James... I mean, Rick James made this a top 10 hit. He made Eddie Murphy a top 10 hit. This is when Rick James, man, I mean, God rest his soul. Stay with us.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Great news, sports fans. Bentley Sportsbook from Southland Casino is the only online sportsbook live in Arkansas. Visit Bentley.com today to sign up and cash in on your up to $250 risk-free first bet. Bentley Online Sports Betting delivers easy action and real paydays. You can place bets on pro and amateur sports, including college basketball. At Bentley, BETLY.com, you can bet on all the local favorites and get paid in cash for your winners. Bring all the easy action home with Bentley Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older and located in Arkansas to bet. Play responsibly. For help winning, call 800.
Hey everyone, this is Heather Baker, president and publisher of AY Media Group here in Arkansas. We publish two of the biggest and most widely read magazines in the entire state, AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. At AY and Arkansas Money and Politics, we keep you up to date on all the news you need to know and the stories you want to hear. Visit us online at aymag.com and armoneyandpolitics.com to see for yourself. Now, more than ever, it is important to be mindful of where you get your news and support your local businesses. With AY Media Group, you get the best of both worlds.
On average, someone wins with a scratch-off game from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery every 1.3 seconds. That means by the time I'm through talking, more than 23 people will cash a winning ticket. And it just might be this one.
The new multiplier tickets are here with top prizes from $5,000 to $500,000. So look for the ticket with the X.
Get your ticket today. It's time to play, scratch, and win. Call or text 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
The Tracker boats have finally arrived at all six statewide Bradford Marine and ATV locations, like the new 2022 Bass Tracker Pro 170 that comes complete with a new Tracker trailer and fully equipped with a 50-horsepower Mercury outboard. All this for as low as $219 a month. If you've been patiently waiting to buy your new boat, now's the time. And Bradford will even store your new Tracker boat for you free of charge until you're ready for it. The boats are here and ready for delivery at all Bradford Marine and ATV locations. Your authorized Tracker and Mercury dealer.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. Welcome to another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Say hello to the Walkers, a family of not one but four gagillionaires, each living up their gagillionaire life at ludicrous internet speed. First up, Anna Walker. She dominates streaming like the matriarch she is. No show ever goes unwatched under her watch.
Next episode.
Next up, Peter Walker. There's no stopping this dad bod from showing up to his virtual workout sessions.
Oh, let's go leg day!
And finally, the Walker twins. They may look alike, but couldn't internet more differently. Harry dominates his fellow online gamers while Heather group video chats with friends.
Ooh, nice background filter, Jess.
Live like a gagillionaire. Get internet that upgrades everything. AT&T Fiber, now with speeds up to 5 gigs.
Limited availability in select areas. Speeds not guaranteed. Single device wired speed, max 4.7 gig per second. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
More of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
You are now free to turn up the volume as loud as you want.
Again. Who is this, Chris? I have nothing to do with it.
Blake Shelton.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. Let's make it stop. We're held prisoner today because we can't play our normal music. Blake Shelton talking about farming. Jeez Louise. Yeah. There you go. So we're stuck with this sucky music throughout the day. Not happy about it.
Next song's better.
Well, okay. I know you're doing your best, but you don't have anything to work with over there. You know?
Right, right.
All because some cable is gone. I mean, who knew? There have to be hundreds of dollars worth of electronic equipment in here. Honestly, how old do you think some of this stuff is? 20 years old? That big thing right there with the knobs on it, that's got to be 25 years old. And the technology there has to be 25 years old. I promise you, that phone and all of that, that's 20 years old. There is a, from the time that phone was installed until this moment, if someone's lifespan there, they would be old enough to drink. It is just kind of, it's a little funny. The technology is not, anyway, I got to get off of it. South Carolina. This is from The Economist and a number of other outlets, just the one that I picked. The state of South Carolina and the South Carolina legislature has voted to reinstall the firing squad as a means of dispatching someone from the earth. This story from The Economist, which is an okay source for news, notes that the archaic form of execution is rarely used in the United States. First recorded death by firing squad was in 1608 at Jamestown. And now the state of South Carolina has joined Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah as states where the firing squad can be chosen as your preferred method carry out a sentence. 144 such executions have occurred. Hanging, there we go. I mean, that was the way to do it. You hang somebody. The rope concession was a very powerful lobby back in those days. So in South Carolina, you can choose either the electric chair or firing squad. And so, and this is part of, you know, so what the anti-death penalty, the death penalty opponents, excuse me, they've hung their hat on the legal maneuvering of the the cocktail of drugs that you can't, and trying to outlaw them, and then they try to make Bayer and these other international chemical conglomerates stop producing them and all that. And so states have turned and said, okay, well, you know, I believe in capital punishment. I believe in it. I do. Don't believe in it. I mean, you can't. Well, it's not a deterrent. I happily admit that I don't believe that it necessarily deters someone from committing an act of violence so horrific that a court and a judge says, we must kill you. We must put you to death because what you've done doesn't merit living under any circumstance. So I believe there are acts of by humans that are so egregious, that offend society as a whole so deeply and horribly, that the only form of justice that a society, even a civil society, can believe in is then putting that person to death. So I believe in capital punishment because I believe societally it's necessary in very rare and certain circumstances for the society to believe in the justice system. You know, a guy zooms past you, you're driving 80 miles an hour on the highway at 75. Yeah, you're a little bit above the speed limit, but you know, 80, 75, it's all right there. Guy zooms past you. We're all happy when that guy gets pulled over, right? We all look and go, aha, see, justice. You got it, buddy. We're all out here, you know, playing by the rules, so to speak, and we like it when people get popped like that. I don't like it when it's me, but you understand it, right? So societally, when we see a crime that is so horribly egregious, that offends society as a whole so much, that the consequences are so horrific, that there is some faith in a civil society amongst godly people that, yes, we've got to dispatch you from the earth. So I believe in it for those circumstances. I believe in it. That's a thing. And all too often, we become caught up in this notion that, you know, well, you know, it costs so much more. This is what I love about my liberal friends. They only worry about cost when it pertains to prisons. That's it. Well, you know, it costs so much to keep somebody in jail. We should just let them out. That's an argument that's put forward. You know, well, you know, you realize that it costs 10 times as much to go through the appeals process to put someone to death than it does just to keep them in prison for the rest of their life. Yeah? Okay. That's the price for justice. That's to create a rational civil society where we can all play by the rules and get along and believe in it. You know, this isn't Uday or Qusay Hussein rolling down the road just shooting people indiscriminately with no consequence, right? I mean, we are a nation of laws. And so, whew, man, I got to get back to Chris Likes free throw shooting and out of this. Or on to Pete. Did you see this? Pete Davidson. He's been into it with Kanye, who now, by the way, is kicked out of the Grammys. They won't let him perform. Too unstable. Can't count on him. Who knew? Who knew? Wow. When even the music industry doesn't have faith in Kanye. Pete Davidson, though, according to page 6 here from the New York Post, Pete Davidson has had Kim Kardashian's name branded to his upper right chest. Not just the tattoo, but a brand. Now, he didn't go all the way. It's just Kim. You know, if he had some real guts, Kardashian, maybe throw in the middle name. Now, that would be a brand. That's when you're really committed. But that's usually a bad sign, right? It's pretty much over right then by that moment in time because, you know, Ariana Grande or the Beckinsale woman or whatever, you know. The Pete Davidson expiration date is usually accompanied by a tattoo, in this case, an actual brand. So, it's not going to end well for him, do you think? No. I mean, it's not. He's got that, he's the skinny Chris Farley. Lot going on in that noggin, man. Lots of demons. And, you know, it's probably not gonna end well. If you had to pick your Deadpool and you're forced to take someone under the age of 40, your Pete Davidson's got to be way up there, right? I might put him in mine next year. I can't remember. Who did I have? Who did I have in mind? I have to go look that up. Reading this in The Hill this week, a significant concern coming out of Ukraine is that, and this is, look, I mean, don't get caught up in this. This has already been twisted around. It's just like Trump and the lab leak hypothesis, and it was immediately shot down, and we come back a year later, and We all find out that, of course, it came out of the lab. Of course, it was exactly the way Trump said it was from the beginning. But because he said it, everybody had to push back against it. And now you've got a couple of folks in D.C. who have posited the notion that we are frantically, and by the way, this hasn't been shot down by the Pentagon or the White House. That annoying Jen Psaki. Ugh. Can you imagine sitting next to her on a transatlantic flight? Just like, lady, please. I'll go sit back in the middle seat by the bathroom. Never mind. You sit here alone. I can't take it anymore. They haven't shot this thing down. As a matter of fact, they've gone way out of their way not to lie. Well, they've lied. That there are no fewer than 5 biological weapons manufacturing facilities, labs, inside Ukraine that were working on bioweaponry. And that now, here we go, that Putin's trying to get his hands on them. And that's a bargaining chip for Putin then. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I got all this stuff. And the Pentagon spokesman indicated that, well, yes, there are some old, quote, Soviet-era facilities that we've been slowly decommissioning. So for 25 years, we've been trying to decommission this? No. What this exposes is this dirty little secret that you kind of knew, but you kind of didn't, that we have been studying, not for weaponization purposes, but to understand the effects. We have been studying bioweaponry, biological, the manifestation to of biological weaponry to be able to try to curtail it or understand it, should it get out. And guess what? You know, it did. But in this particular instance, The concern is these are facilities that are evolved, and if the Ruskies get their hands on them, then it's not that they're going to unleash a bioweapon on the globe. It's that they're going to use them to bargain their way deeper into Ukraine. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give you back all these facilities. We'll leave, but you got to give us this much of the country where we're already into. And, of course, once they're there, they can just take whatever they want to out of, you know what I mean, and then say, well, here they are. You got them back. And so, you know, that theory has been making its way around D.C. It's a fact. It is the truth. That's just the way that it is, and it's what happens. It's why, you know, everybody, you know, Fauci lied about supplying money to the lab in Wuhan province dealing with the coronavirus. He lied about it because he didn't want to get caught up in the politics of it, and he knew how bad that would be. But we do it that way we can study it in the middle of nowhere China and not outside of Van Nuys, California, you know, or not in Mulberry, Arkansas. And so these facilities are located in some not so great places on the planet Earth, so that should something bad happen, whoops, that it could be contained. The problem with the Chinese is it got out and they tried to cover it up, and then all hell broke loose after that. So it was a great piece in, where was it? I want to say it was a Lefty magazine. It wasn't Mother Jones. It was like the New Republic, I think, that talked about, and these are liberals now beginning to turn. It talked about Fauci and sort of, we should have been, how were we not ready for this? And literally we were studying this and it got away from us and we still didn't know what to do. And it made an excellent point. So that's the big story in D.C. now. Is, and of course, if you know all this, if you know this going in, if you know these things are there, and you see Putin amassing troops on the Ukrainian border, and you still have this sort of policy of appeasement, well, I'm saying, look, cat's out of the bag now. You know, I get it. It's a war and lots going on, and but this is why you should have taken more aggressive steps. This is why it's just a bunch of bumblers in the White House. It's what happens when you don't have a real president leading. Is there wasn't aggressive foreign policy to counter Russia immediately, not to simply appease and reorganize. You know, you got your threat assessment says, my gosh, they've got five, you know, bioweapon facilities, you know, inside Ukraine. One in Minsk, you know, blah, blah, blah. This is what they do, and this is, oh, my gosh. Well, no, we need to stop him now. We need to put sanctions in place now. We need to be proactive now, not after they've sent troops across the border. Anyway, let's take a break, Chris. You're right. I mean, poor old Sleepy Joe, man. You did see this, too. The New York Times did admit that the Hunter... This was this week in the New York Times. Admitted that the emails and the laptop with all this incriminating information surrounding Hunter Biden was actually real. That it wasn't... That it turned out a year and a half, almost 2 years... into a Times investigation that they can indeed confirm that all that stuff did exist. Hey, not for nothing, but you're gonna find out ultimately Trump was right about a lot. He was. He just, again, take it with as you will. You're gonna find out that he wasn't wrong about some of these things. Stay with us. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads. Warmer weather means more fun time outside.
but it can also mean more bugs, like fleas and ticks. So don't forget to help protect your pets with Frontline Plus for dogs and Frontline Plus for cats. It's easy to apply, kills fleas and ticks fast, and keeps working all month long. So you can enjoy the outdoors and your pets can get the protection they need. That's why Frontline is the number one name in flea and tick protection. Trusted for over 20 years. Find out where to buy Frontline products at frontline.com today.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
WWE returns to North Little Rock's Simmons Bank Arena with Friday Night SmackDown, May 27th.
Acknowledge me.
Roman Reigns defends the Universal Championship against Drew McIntyre. Royal Rumble winner Ronda Rousey joins Naomi to face SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair and Sonya Deville. And many more in action. Tickets start at $20. Get yours now at Ticketmaster.
Great fun for the whole family is here at Funtime Shows Carnival. Get outdoors and enjoy 18 carnival rides, including the Hurricane, Super Slide, Spider, and Kitty Ride favorites. Armbands just $25. Enjoy your favorite games and fair foods, funnel cakes, corn dogs, and cotton candy. Grab the kids and look for all the action at the outlets of Little Rock. Open weeknights from 5 until 11 and weekends from noon to 11. A great time for all and easy to find in Little Rock at the outlets of Little Rock.
Mobile sports wagering will soon be live on the Bet Saracen app from anywhere in Arkansas on your phone or other devices. Go to BetSaracen.com for details. That's BetSaracen.com.
Central Arkansas Truck and Trailer present Match Game on 103.7 The Buzz. Listen to The Morning Mayhem for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you get a match, you win. Match Game on The Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by Central Arkansas Truck and Trailer on your fun and game station, 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Pat Bradley, and for several years you've heard me talk about Whit Davis Lumber Plus. Have you ever wondered what the plus means? The plus is service. It means they're going to go that extra mile. They have knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff who know their products and their customers. Whit Davis knows the customer is what keeps their doors open and their trucks rolling. If you're looking for a material supplier or a hardware store, you can't go wrong shopping at their Jacksonville, Cabot, Sherwood, or Greenbrier locations. And remember, Whit Davis Lumber Plus is more than just a lumber yard.
Man, not again.
You need help there?
Yeah, if you can, thanks. I always seem to get stuck.
I understand. That's why I went and got me a Ram 1500 from Red River Dodge.
I've heard about them. Well, maybe I need to go up there.
You're in luck, because right now is the Ram truck month, and you don't have to go up there and buy. You can do it fully online, and they'll deliver it right to your driveway.
Awesome. I'm going to head home and get online now.
Still stuck?
Yep.
Don't get stuck with the other guys. Buy your new Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep from RedRiverDodge.com.
Mark your calendars for next weekend, the 25th through the 27th, for the huge open house celebration going on at all six Bradford Marine and ATV statewide locations. Morning Mayhem will be on location, broadcasting live Tuesday morning from Bradford Marine in North Little Rock. And The Zone takes over, broadcasting live from the Hot Springs location. Bradford Marine has boats in stock with more arriving daily. Check out the SunTracker Bass Buggy 16, starting at only $18,595. It's Bradford Marine and ATV Spring Open House going on next weekend, March 25th through the 27th.
You're listening to the Sunday Buzz on 103.7 The Buzz.
It brings us together.
And now, here's Bill Vickery.
That's the Steve Perry journey. They still have that old boy from the Philippines who's their, they found a take on tour with him. Journey was in town last night as part of their Fell and Broke a Hip tour. Little joke there. Chris, did you see this? Stats. Dean, it's not excellent music. This is we're faded to this music this morning because a cable has been taken, and therefore we're not able to play our ultra hip and cool music. But good job by you over there, Chris.
Thanks, sir. Well done. Appreciate that.
Digging out the journey there. If you're in your mid 50s, man, you played that. That was One Love Feeds the Fire. One What Burns Desire. Wonder Who's Crying Now. Ooh, what a genius Steve Perry was. Then he had that really hot as a firecracker initial solo album, and then that was it. UPenn's Leah Thomas became the first shim to win a NCAA title. Leah Thomas won the 500-yard freestyle swim, beating out two Olympic medalists. She beat out Emma Wyatt and Erica Sullivan at the swimming facility at Georgia Tech in Hotlanta. I only bring this to your attention. Well, come on, let's talk about it. I mean, and you see the video of this guy. He was below the median average swimmer for the men's team. Now he's an NCAA champion on the women's team. I think we're missing the boat here. We're thinking about this all wrong. I want to get in touch. We could get Michael Phelps back in the pool, right? Seems to me a small price to pay. You know? Come on, Michael. You've got another 8 to 10 gold medals in you there, buddy. Can't we? I mean, if the NCAA, and this is where all the virtue signaling and all the wokeness and all of that, that for the sanctioning, I mean, to allow this to happen is comical. I mean, it's almost like an old Saturday Night Live skit from the 80s. You know? That's what it reminds me of. It's, I mean, you watch the video of it, and then you realize, like, wow, you know, that guy can swim. And, of course, you know, of course they win. And to go from there, now these reports are out that some of Leah Thomas's, and I don't know what is, I do not know the maiden name? How would you say it? With the previous name? Marty? Was that it or something like it? Anyway, the point being is, you know, the stage is set for the wokiest woke battle with, you know, progressive Title IX advocates protesting out in front of the arena on the Georgia Tech campus saying this is not good for women's sports. And it's not, by the way. It's, of course it's not. Not at all. And you've got the other swimmers all taking a picture and leaving the Leah Thomas character out. You know, standing over there on the side with its medal holding it up while they all take a picture together. And teammates, you know, an anonymous letter was signed by a bunch of people saying, hey, we don't feel comfortable. And one teammate telling the Associated Press that, you know, they all have to change together, but, you know, there's a, it's still not, I don't know. But now, so you've got a battle. There on the campus of Georgia Tech, you had some Georgia Tech students coming to protest on behalf of trans athletes and screaming that they're bigots and racists at these other sort of super wokey types defending women's right to participate in a sport at a fair and honest level. And so it was a vortex of social, of you know, virtue signaling and all of that. All wrapped up right there with little handmade signs, and of course they're all wearing masks. They've all got it, except for some of the pro-female athlete protesters. Now they must triple boosted that they are screaming and yelling at the wokey pro-trans side that they don't understand, and then of course the pro-trans people are interviewed, and they're like, "We don't know. I don't know who's swimming, or I've never seen that person swim, or I don't know anything about it. I just know, you know, we should love everybody." Okay. I could have cleared the whole place out by simply writing Trump in chalk on the sidewalk, and that would have triggered everybody. They would have run off. I mean, that should be the new way to clean out a protest now. So, because it's, you know, that way they can all, the virtue signaling was so intense that the national radar system had to issue a warning. Like planes couldn't fly over because they were all just virtue signaling so intensely and all that over, So there we go. I mean, this makes me uncomfortable to talk about, but it needs to be discussed. I mean, we took steps here in Arkansas, passed laws. I mean, you know, would you want your daughter? I mean, it seems unfair. You know, it seems this isn't Bobby Riggs playing Billie Jean King in the Astrodome. This is a 21-year-old man, you know, and beating up on the Olympic silver medalist in the sport. So what happens then? What happens if dude goes on and competes at the Olympic level? I mean, where does it stop? You can't, I mean, there has to be some acknowledgement, right, that, you know, that physically they're different, right? We can't be so super wokey. One of the protesters was explaining that men could get pregnant and that it just other, I mean, it's just nonsense. You spiral down this hole of nonsense. But as long as we keep our masks on. And why is that? Only the cheerleaders and the band and people, we'll talk about that on the other side. I know we got to hit a break. We're getting close to time. So let's get out of here, and we'll talk on the other side, because I appreciated Wally explained something to me that if you're near the court, you had to wear a mask. So there's Wally, and you know, writers and cheerleaders and band members had to wear masks. How can you do that? There's a nonsense to the whole thing now. It is truly turned into theater. That's all it really is. You got 18,000 people in the arena, 75 of them wearing masks. Got to hit a break. We'll go inside the numbers for the Razorback win yesterday and Thursday. We'll look ahead to the Zags. Subpar performance by the SEC? Can't deny it, right? I mean, stay with us.
Susan was working on is placed in the project folder. The window closed. Computer shut down and Susan goes home for the night.
Night, everybody.
Friday, 11:13 a.m. Everything seemed normal until Susan discovers she can't find the project.
Wait, where's my file? This isn't funny.
It wasn't funny. She looks everywhere, retracing her steps. The project file is missing.
No.
No clues. She feels defeated. It's gone. Then she remembers, picks up the phone, and makes one call.
Hey, this is Susan. I need help.
Our technicians verify the empty folder and quickly access last night's backup and restore it to Susan's folder. Susan breathes a sigh of relief.
Woo! That's a relief.
It's going to be a good day. Missing files are no joke. Get protected by making one call.
Network Services Group. One call does it all.
Radio for Arkansas Sports Geeks by Arkansas Sports Geeks. All day, every day. 103.7 The Buzz.
KABZ Little Rock.
Are you ready?
WWE returns to North Little Rock's Simmons Bank Arena with Friday Night SmackDown. May 27th.
Acknowledge me. Roman Reigns defends the Universal Championship against Drew McIntyre. Royal Rumble winner Ronda Rousey joins Naomi to face SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair and Sonya Deville. And many more in action. Tickets start at $20. Get yours now at Ticketmaster.
Tune in to 103.7 The Buzz for Oaklawn Game Day, presented by Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. It's an inside look at this week's big games, exciting prop bets, and the latest betting lines from Oaklawn's Race and Sportsbook, the Natural State's favorite place to play. Every week of the football and basketball seasons, Justin Akre and Oaklawn's Mutuals and Sportsbook manager Zach Gillum will make sure that you have all the information you need to place your bets at Oaklawn. Catch it on the First Arkansas Bank and Trust SoundCloud page and also on The Buzz Wednesday night at 9 p.m. and again for the encore airing Thursday mornings at 5:30 before the show with no name. Oaklawn Game Day all season long on your fun and game station, 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I don't know about you, but my car could use a few upgrades. I mean, the 8-inch tear in the driver's seat does have sentimental value since my butt has molded to fit it, but I'm ready to move on. My solution? eBay Motors. They've got all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, from seat covers to whole new seats. When I get that new seat, I think I'll put the old one in the living room, right next to the minivan seats, or as we call it, the sectional. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new, because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
If there's anything green in your yard right now, it's probably a weed, and you need to do something about it. Weed control and fertilization service from Sanders Ground Essentials is easier and less expensive than doing nothing or even trying to do it yourself. 315-9395 or go online at sandersground.com. Let's get growing!
Here's NASCAR Hall of Famer Mark Martin.
As a race car driver for 40 years, I survived a lot of crashes. Not everyone can run into a wall at 200 miles an hour and walk away. Without a seatbelt, I wouldn't be alive today. Now I'm retired, back home in Arkansas driving my pickup. I'm shocked how many people aren't wearing seatbelts. Why risk your life when it only takes 2 seconds to buckle up? Take it from number 6. Buckle up, Arkansas.
A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Did you know you can earn as high as 2% APY in your checking account? You can with Arkansas Federal Credit Union. They make it easy to grow your money fast, much faster than a standard account. Earn as high as 2% APY on your checking balance when monthly requirements are met. What else do you get? Free access to your credit score with Credit IQ, the ability to get paid up to 2 days early, and much more. APY is annual percentage yield. Call 1-800-456-3000 or visit afcu.org for more details. Federally insured by NCUA.
On average, someone wins with a scratch-off game from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery every 1.3 seconds. That means by the time I'm through talking, more than 23 people will cash a winning ticket. And it just might be this one.
The new multiplier tickets are here, with top prizes from $5,000 to $500,000. So look for the ticket with the X.
Get your ticket today. It's time to play, scratch, and win. Call or text 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Cupid's lingerie revels in all things pleasure and play, including sexy apparel, romance accessories, and so much more. Day to night, fancy or funky, we've got you covered or uncovered. We're knowledgeable about every product we offer and are confident we can help you find exactly what your heart desires. Visit shopcupids.com today or any of our 8 convenient Arkansas locations. Cupid's. Enjoy.
Register your team starting April 4th for the 18th annual Double B's BBQ, happening May 7th. Spots go fast, so mark your calendars for the 18th annual Double B's BBQ, sponsored by Bud Light Next, Gravely Mowers, Fence Brokers, and LRS, benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Arkansas. The Little Rock Water Reclamation Authority recognizes that her story is our story. In honor of Women's History Month, the Little Rock Water Reclamation Authority is celebrating the women whose knowledge and contributions help to protect public health and the environment. We celebrate Carla, an accounting clerk who ensures our partners are compensated for the work they do to assist us in protecting Little Rock residents. We celebrate Lauren, a member of the LRWRA Board of Commissioners who makes decisions on policies that increase the quality of life for ratepayers. We celebrate Lindsay, a lab technician who analyzes various samples for process control, permit reporting, and compliance monitoring. We celebrate Tanya, an engineering program manager who manages assets, budgets, and the capital improvement plan for LRWRA. We recognize these women and the work they do to perfect our award-winning utility, improve our water reclamation process, and help our city thrive. Learn more about this year's Women of Water at LRWRA.com/wow.
Tito's Homemade Vodka presents the 2022 1037 The Buzz Spring Golf Tournament April 11th at Revsman Golf Course. Go to 1037thebuzz.com to register your team. Special thanks to Corky's Ribs and Barbecue, Big Red Stores, and Michelob Ultra.
Nation searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just a beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Hogs play Thursday evening. We believe Thursday evening in San Francisco, so you got to think, pardon me, given the fact there'll be four games on Thursday, that the West region, that Arkansas will have the latest tip time, one would assume, of any of the four games that will be played on Thursday. So you got to think that the Thursday, Saturday, so is it West and Midwest, I believe, or West and South. I'll effort that. But you got to feel like that we're going to be, because of the time zone, that we'll be the late tip game Thursday evening. So forget about it Friday. Might as well make your excuses up now. Get them in early. And just let everybody know, hey, Friday, sorry, I pooped the bed. Don't set any meetings for Friday morning. Here's the thing. Don't fool yourself. Know in advance that you're going to be a worthless employee on Friday. Do your boss a favor. Do yourself a favor. Just go to him now and say, look, it's COVID-related. Just say that. Just say it's COVID-related. I don't know. I've got some COVID-related issues. That is the get-out-of-jail-free card. I feel like I need to quarantine for 36 hours. It's COVID-related. Front page story of today's newspaper. Talking about, well, we're cutting off the funding for different COVID-related things. Oh, my God. And I said from the very beginning, toughest thing to do wouldn't be to beat the virus. It's going to be to wean all these bureaucrats and people who have suckled at the teat of the government and all the money for so long, for 2 years, man. Now try to turn that off cold turkey. You cut Fauci's budget. He's parading around Capitol Hill this last week talking about this is why we've got to have, you know, we got to have money to study these things. Can you imagine if you didn't give us money how bad things would be? Yeah, I can imagine how it would be. Exactly the way it's been for 2 years. If Fauci were, and the CDC, if they were they're the Kentucky of this year's turn, the Kentucky team from this year's tournament, or are they, yeah, you got to think Kentucky, right? That's your fact. Well-funded, important, world leader, and then something out of Wuhan province comes along and knocks them out in the first round. I mean, nothing has gone right with the way the CDC and Fauci have handled this thing. And so they would be Kentucky, right? Head down, walking off the floor. It's like the old boy from Phi Slamma Jamma when he's pounding on the floor there in Albuquerque. We lost. What do you mean? Valvano's running around. Valvano's the virus running around trying to hug somebody. Winner. Anyway. It wasn't so pretty against Vermont, but it got the job done. Hogs did shoot better, shot 43% from the field. But 20 of the, and this is the big key, 20 of 25 from the free throw line against against Vermont. And what were we, 20, pull it up here real quickly. We were 22 of 25. I mean, you're talking about getting to the free throw line, and I get it. That's padded down the stretch because they were fouling, trying to turn the clock over. New Mexico State was. Likes just draining them one after the other. He just now made another free throw. But that's why Arkansas is playing in the Sweet 16. Getting to the free throw line into the 20s is a sign of success for us. And hitting free throws. I mean, you want to tell me that this is a team that is in the NCAA Sweet 16 because they play incredibly hard defense, rebound on the defensive end very well, and make free throws. Now that to me seems like that's a 1970s team there, right? You know, lockdown defense, sound rebounding and blocking out, and good free throw shooting. That's about as fundamental as you can possibly be as a team. And when you do those three things well, that travels well, you know? You're not going to get, I mean, listen, we were horrible from the offensive line, from the offensive end of the floor. 27% from the field. 18% from the three-point line, 3 of 6. I thought we jacked more threes than that. 3 of 16. Yeah, there we go, 3 of 16. Yeah, that makes sense now. We couldn't throw it in the ocean. What, we didn't score a field goal for 6.5 minutes in the second half down the stretch. But really hard defense, took their top guy, whatever his goofy name was, the Allen kid, but buckets. I thought that sounded sort of like radio, you know. Okay, I'm going to get in trouble. I got to keep it together. I mean, took him out of the game completely. He was on a milk carton, missing in action. Don't know where he is. Gone. The old dude that looked like the shoe bomber was, on fire down the stretch. The McCants kid, yeah, ended up being their leading scorer and rebounder. And then Mark Pryor was their number one assist guy. Maybe his name, maybe his first name's not Mark. So, good defense, excellent free throw shooting, quality defensive work on the boards, great defensive rebounding. And we beat two subpar teams, let's face it. But listen, UConn wasn't going to play much better than New Mexico State. I'm sorry. They weren't that. So we were gonna ramble the way we are. Now, what does that mean against Gonzaga? Well, they're the best team in the country easily. Number one seed in the tournament easily. You'd like to say who have they played? Well, they played a decent schedule. I don't know how many quad one wins or quad two or hamstring five or, you know, bicep six, whatever that everybody gets so caught up in.
I think they played Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. They lost to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's about all I can think of off the top of my head.
Good call over there. Good catch, Chris. But listen, good big man. They shoot the ball well. They play really strong inside. That's what worries me, because at the end of the day, Williams is it. I mean, we got a two-man team. We play seven guys. We bring in Likes, Davis, who didn't make a shot yesterday, who played poorly. Let's just be blunt. Likes drained some free throws. He didn't make a shot either. I mean, if you go through, let's just look. Well, I think it's pretty easy. It jumps out at you that when you look at the stats from yesterday's game, that Note was 5 of 18, J. Will, 3 of 10, Amude, 3 of 10, Tony, 3 of 5. He had the hottest hand. No one else made a bucket. No one else made a field goal. Four people scored all the field goals for Arkansas. That's it. Wade was 0 for 1. Likes 0 for 1. Davis with the gas can, 0 for 6. But hey, won the game, on to the Sweet 16. We're going to stop short today because we got to give way to Razorback Baseball. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I'll wrap it up, and then we'll kick to Razorback Baseball after this.
Warmer weather means more fun time outside, but it can also mean more bugs like fleas and ticks. So don't forget to help protect your pets with Frontline Plus for dogs and Frontline Plus for cats. It's easy to apply, kills fleas and ticks fast, and keeps working all month long. So you can enjoy the outdoors and your pets can get the protection they need. That's why Frontline is the number one name in flea and tick protection. Trusted for over 20 years. Find out where to buy Frontline products at frontline.com today.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Mobile sports wagering will soon be live on the Bet Saracen app from anywhere in Arkansas on your phone or other devices. Go to BetSaracen.com for details. That's BetSaracen.com.
Stay up to date with the latest Razorback news with the Red White Report every weekday with Justin and Wes on The Zone. Brought to you by Big O Tires with locations in Cabot and Conway.
This is Pat Bradley, and for several years you've heard me talk about Whit Davis Lumber Plus. Have you ever wondered what the plus means? The plus is service. It means they're going to go that extra mile. They have knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff who know their products and their customers. Whit Davis knows the customer is what keeps their doors open and their trucks rolling. If you're looking for a material supplier or a hardware store, you can't go wrong shopping at their Jacksonville, Cabot, Sherwood, or Greenbrier locations. And remember, Whit Davis Lumber Plus is more than just a lumber yard.
Save the date for part
Gardner's Airless annual Cub Cadet Customer Appreciation and Test Drive event. Saturday, April 2nd from 9 to 3. Enjoy fun, refreshments, and giveaways. Come test drive the full line of Cub Cadet products like innovative zero-turn mowers, lawn tractors, and the all-new Ultima ZTS. Every Cub Cadet machine is engineered with you in mind to deliver incredible strength, durability, and comfort. So don't miss all the fun. Saturday, April 2nd from 9 to 3 at Gardner's Airless, located at 4360 Rixey Road in North Little Rock, off the number 5 Kiel exit.
Tito's Handmade Vodka presents the 2022 1037 The Buzz Spring Golf Tournament, April 11th at Rebzimen Golf Course. Go to 1037thebuzz.com to register your team.
This is Pat Bradley for Excel Electric. It's always good to have an electrician you can trust. When sparks are shooting out of your light switch, you need to know who to call. Excel Electric in Benton services all of Central Arkansas. They'll help with problem solving if you need an electrical repair or simply need a ceiling fan hung or that new big screen TV installed. They do it all and at a reasonable price. Call Scott at Excel Electric, 501-776-7201. With over 30 years in the industry, Excel Electric has you covered. 501-776-7201.
Man, not again.
You need help there?
Yeah, if you can, thanks. I always seem to get stuck.
I understand. That's why I went and got me a Ram 1500 from Red River Dodge.
I've heard about them. Well, maybe I need to go up there.
You're in luck, because right now is the Ram truck month, and you don't have to go up there and buy. You can do it fully online, and they'll deliver it right to your driveway.
Awesome. I'm going to head home and get online now.
Still stuck?
Yep.
Don't get stuck with the other guys. Buy your new Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep from RedRiverDodge.com.
Join the Zone each weekday for the Entertainment Report, brought to you by Bell and Sword of Conway. Find out the very latest breaking news and entertainment each day on the Zone. Justin, Wes, and Christian will dish out what the stars and celebrities have going on, and you can catch it every day. Bell and Sword has everything for the best-dressed man. From boots to suits, check them out on Facebook or Instagram. Bell and Sword at 1020 West Oak Street in Conway.
Thank you for joining the Sunday Buzz. Here's your host, Bill Vickery.
Unbelievable. Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco.
Gonna wrap this moneymaker up here in about 8 minutes. Give way to Hog Baseball, as the Diamond Hogs go for the sweep of the Kentucky Wildcats today. Won 9-3 yesterday, and it caused me to think that from the time Sam Pittman, well, let's go back even further. When COVID hit and we did not have an NCAA tournament, Isaiah Joe, that team, Muss's first year, that had been a good run. I mean, it was much better than we had anticipated. We were looking at possibly being a bubble team. Then Pittman comes along. You know, Arkansas, COVID season. Win some SEC games, played well. Baseball Hogs, number one. Gives way to, the Musselman. The run to the Final Eight last year. Baseball Hogs play well. Pretty decent football. I mean, do you remember a time if the Baseball Hogs make it to Omaha, and one would think, again, just like last year, they will be, it will be a disappointing season if they don't make it to Omaha. That's the standard for Razorback baseball now. So, but I don't remember a time in my lifetime when I can say that I watched Arkansas play a New Year's Day bowl in a sunny, warm-weather state, a Sweet 16 basketball team, and a team that makes it to the College World Series in baseball. I don't think that's ever happened in my lifetime inside a 12-month span. For this calendar year, you played that New Year's Day bowl in Tampa with a win over Penn State. Hey, get it. They had guys out, but so did we. We would have won that game regardless, just because Sam Pittman and that Arkansas staff outcoached James Franklin and a Penn State team that really didn't want to be there. But they didn't want to be there for a variety of reasons, and they took a butt-whooping in the second half like a man, and okay. Now you've got a team of really overachieving Razorbacks and great coaching. And Muss just, you know, scrappy, hard-nosed, I'll say disciplined, because you make those free throws. I mean, two games where we shot 25-plus free throws. And we hit 80-odd percent, you know, 85, 88% from the line. So that's a team that makes it to the Sweet 16, at least. You know, we're playing with house money now. And now you got a baseball team that we're gonna turn it over to Phil and the crew up in Fayetteville at Baum Walker. But that's a team that's built to go to Omaha and should, and will be disappointing if they don't make it to Omaha. So for all that time in the wasteland, boys and girls, for the Pelfrey years and the John L. Smith year and Burt and the Chad L. Morris and Stan Heath, and you can't get good players to come to Fayetteville, and all that time in the wilderness. Now we're, you know, eating the fatted calf to some degree across all sports. I'll go so far as to say no sports program will have done that. Because look who's in the Sweet 16 after today. Look who, you know, look who played in a major bowl. I'll give you New Year's Six and everything else. You know, not a bad year. For all the bad times, for Pelfrey, Heath, Anderson to a degree, Chad L. Morris, just the Hindenburg Titanic disaster that was. He's back on lunchroom duty. Thank the good Lord. You know, for all of that, for Burt and the shacket and his big oversized play card, you know, not a bad run. Not a bad run. It's enjoyable, isn't it, Chris? Now, you know, the air is a little fresher. It's enjoyable.
It is. It is. I can't think of another time that it's been like this for Hogs.
Yeah.
As you were saying. Yeah. At least as long as I've been a Razorback fan.
Yeah. You know, it's made for a nice little run. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. I'm going to be in Thursday and Friday for Jason Ackerman.
Well, I wish I
so,
had my picture.
We're going to atrophy that show. That show. A little inside joke there.
On the Rolling Stone today.
I'll be in Thursday, Friday with Wes for Justin. In-depth analysis pregame before the Razorback game Thursday night, and then postgame Friday morning. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Hey, man, who knows? As poorly as they've shot the ball the last two games, you've got to think at some point, Note's going to come in and just launch. I mean, what do you got to lose? You know, a hot night from the field, which we're due one at least. That good, hard-nosed on-ball defense. They're able to keep Timmy out, you know, and Williams stays in the game, and Note's able to play all 40 minutes, and Williams is too, and bumble around, and we could be in the final eight. But we're playing with house money, boys and girls. It is a gorgeous, beautiful Sunday morning in Little Rock, Arkansas. Go out and have fun. Till next week, look out for number one. Don't step in number two.
I wish I had a supermodel, so skinny and so wild, and a waitress in Nevada. She says she's carrying my child. Well, I drive down Sunset Boulevard, my head stop at fancy restaurants, and they'd finally let me in.
I'd spend all my money. Caviar and cocaine. And I would not remember how you broke.